I understand that you are suffering with anorexia right now.
Yes, but it's... Gosh, suffering with sounds quite serious. It's been a constant thing since the age of 15, I think.
Well, you're through to Emma, who knows exactly what you're going through.
Okay, you're doing exactly what people do, which is minimising it. You're saying, oh, well, I'm not suffering with it, I've just had it. You know, that's me, you know, you're downplaying it, aren't you?
No, truly, I'm weighing more than I've ever weighed at the moment, and that is because, my gosh, that's because I'm pregnant now.
Oh, wow.
I've had to, begun trying to eat very healthily and very normally, but I know that my mentality is still anorexic. I am anorexic.
Yeah.
How thin have you become in the past?
Well, that's very funny because I think the year following a serious accident when I was in hospital and they also then treated me for anorexia, and the year afterwards I became 5'12". But I can honestly say that during that summer I received more compliments and positive feedback from people than I have ever received in my life.
Being 5'12", you received compliments.
Yes, and I'm 5'.
I find that very hard to believe.
Truly, I'm 5'5½", and people, and I don't know if it's...
But if you were 5'12", you must have been skeletal, Kate. You must have looked as if you were very, very ill.
Well, I was smaller. I had to hold my trousers up with belts with new holes and things.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you have a desire to stop being anorexic?
Do you fear that you're going to pass it on to your children?
Well, that is a thing I want to guard very carefully against. Mm. I don't know if it's possible to balance the two.
Children pick things up. Children will pick it up around mealtimes, even if they're eating and you're not eating, or they... I don't know, I think you sound as though you're okay with it, and I don't want you to be okay with it. I want you to battle it, if that's not... impertinent.
Do you think Kate needs that metaphorical slap around the face that we were talking about earlier then, for somebody to say, look, you've got a problem and you need to address it?
She does have a problem, but she sounds as though she's okay with it, and it's not okay. I don't want you to be worried about gaining weight while you're pregnant.
Well, people get used to it. It's a level of norm.
Of course you get used to it.
If that then rubs off onto the people, if that's a good thing, I think perhaps it's a good thing, because I know that some anorexics, most anorexics, or people with anorexia or eating disorders, would be resistant to any sort of, oh, you should eat.
Of course. Yeah, that's why it's such a long...
But, Kate, the fact you have anorexia is not a good thing. There is
not
nothing...
Okay. It's not okay. It's
there is
not
nothing
a good
positive.
Way to live.
No.